USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
New Orleans in the path of what's described as an extremely dangerous major hurricane. That's what the National Hurricane Center says this morning about Hurricane Ida, expected to make landfall Sunday, possibly as a Category 4 storm. Metro New Orleans under a hurricane warning. The U.S. fighting back against ISIS-K. A military spokesman announcing yesterday an unmanned airstrike attack against an ISIS-K planner. ISIS-K, the group claiming responsibility for Thursday's suicide bomb attack at the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. Retired Navy SEAL Commander Dave Sears tells CBS News what we need to do now.
If you want Afghanistan to stay somewhat stabilized, I think that you have to put more troops in, go take back Bagram Airport as the beginning hub. That gives you, it's a really interesting strategic location.
A CENTCOM spokesman says initial indications are the target was killed in the airstrike and there were no civilian casualties. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Florida can no longer ban mask mandates in schools. A judge announcing that ruling yesterday. He sides with a group of parents who sued the state after the governor banned the mandates. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday says mask mandates have benefits.
Universal masks in schools work to prevent outbreaks and reduce the risk of children bringing the virus home to others who are vulnerable. This is not forever. This is for now.
Meanwhile, New Zealand reporting its largest number of daily cases in over a year yesterday. 68 cases reported even after the prime minister ordered a lockdown last week. A California parole board yesterday recommends the governor release Sirhan Sirhan from prison. The 77-year-old behind bars since killing Robert Kennedy in 1968. Two of Kennedy's sons calling for Sirhan's release. A popular exercise equipment maker getting subpoenaed by two federal agencies for injuries associated with its treadmills. Peloton receiving those subpoenas yesterday. Over 70 injuries and a child's death blamed on its Tread and Tread Plus treadmills. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Details coming out on that deadly airstrike in Afghanistan. U.S. sources tell TheGuardian.com the target was a mid-level planner who was hit while in a car near Jalalabad. The U.S. reports no known civilian casualties. A Jalalabad resident, though, tells The Guardian women and children are among the victims. That source counts three deaths and four injuries from the attack. The Thursday suicide attack at the Kabul airport introducing the world to ISIS-K. Tim Berg has more.
President Biden says the United States will continue to evacuate people out of Afghanistan following the deaths of 13 American service members in the ISIS-K suicide bombings. Biden saying there is no evidence the Taliban, now in control of Afghanistan, is working with ISIS-K. Regarding who exactly ISIS-K is, Jim Hansen is the president at the Security Studies Group. He tells Fox News,
ISIS-K is a bunch of Taliban guys who thought that the Taliban wasn't savage and barbaric enough for them. So they split off and formed their own group. And I guess if they got in control, rather than just shooting women in the back of the head at the soccer stadium, they might do live beheadings on pay-per-view. They're obviously a menace, and I think we need to go ahead and consider them, you know, the prime threat to U.S. troops on the ground right now.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The college football season kicks off today. Just five games scheduled. Nebraska-Illinois first up at 1:20 Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.